be a part of the committee. The person who works for Department of Community and Regional Affairs here right now, that's Margaret Hansen. And she would be on the committee. The president of NANA, president of Manila, the Indian Education Technician from the school district, right now is Marge Oakley. Couple of reasons for that. That's the person that's most directly involved in training of kids, leadership training of kids, and she also has funding that can help in if we have new programs. The mayor of the borough and the president of Manila Manpower, those would be the people that would be on this leadership committee.
Tapna liva VA to Koti Kanga, Big Jolie, Coxley, Leonator, Hanuk, Ilisagatan, Hatigunlo, Nakata, Natina, Rome, Ilisimara Sarikangan, it comes liver factor. Uwa, so Payam, Tana, Nakulurakanigamibaku, Uhaktur, Tarama, Tapko, Angalet, Sabakto, work, IRA, Tribal Council, Nilio, Beresuli, Community College, Mit, Pido Rock, Tamaran, Nalukotigira, Lake, Tamako, Pido Tapunin, Steering Council, Nit, Kissing, Yuik, then took Kanok Nunakirame, Tamna, or Long Nipan, Emma.
Yeah, one other thing that this committee can do is that it's not the steering council, it's a separate committee. This is a leadership training committee. What they would do would be to help you in developing a program for elders council training. We talked about that a couple of years ago, and we never did anything about it. And we didn't want to, that was one thing on our list, but we didn't want to work on it because we don't want to tell you elders what you need to train on. So we let that go, and I was going to bring it up later, but that's something that you'll have to talk about during your meeting, because I think a lot of the elders councils in the villages need some training, especially if you adopt some of these programs which are new. Somebody's going to go tell them about it, how it's going to work, and whether they want to work use them or not. And just, I think, from the way you've talked, some of the councils need help just getting organized and figuring out how to operate. And so the elders need training too, and this committee could help this elders council come up with a training program. We'd also, if it was necessary for people to travel, for instance, we'd also work on getting money for people to travel for these training sessions.
Sebab temannya kapitan naik kilo, uppbyggnaden av det har han haft till jag och året som ett som ordinärt gjort. Han är en av honom egentligen. Han har lett in er lite lätt alla avtal och bland. Ni kan kutte er som öppnade upp. Ikna, ingen. I lokat inte kuva att jag har rättat med nakter och tyckning i Lissimad. Tackna. Kapet sabt kap dadun ingap ta unning wadakun utawun mako sumin dalurot takna nyuna sakang neok tutup iso ninyagla takna alwak suwak nariyat yin tukayak sisa umayyum tamanna kasam malik kangeksak sila kata ayyakad wadakku alwak suk simarum unning alwak susay kak simarum unning utup kananin yipcunak na puyok suru iyakni nyuna akna. Asin inimun anak sah silun ini, kerana kangen sah sila tak sebuli, itna lekau ber, itni inimun alak soalawatnya itna kaum kau risi lekau senap. Teman nabo dekau dia lugu, allah mirap tanya, sebut mon itlego naya tigo aligang lugu ber, allah takko regionet, waktu nun lila kenyek tautun, kangen semanek tautun irut. Na nutap piknik makuninga iliso ihap piknik temannya iliso kesuliya kaya katakan temannya dikakut mikir maharata siwut menikilai utiga naraktiu ariga anglo lalak sitai nipiksa kakalapa
yeah if I if you want to approve these programs we just went over, if you approve them, you'll also be approving a health committee that would be chaired by Manilla, Vice President for Health. You'd be approving a Illiterate Scouting Council chaired by Reggie Jewell, and then this leadership committee that we just talked about, you'd be appointing that to.
Namna unna, khoti kena jangum. Values tiga unna, tamna gum berhagin naga sing uba, tamna manilat kunne, tamat tumunga. Vice President angalat cira ulo, uba, tamna angin matut tiga tiga sulle, residual. Tak kuninga inyupet ini kufenik tak na angalat cirak tak tera angir libu naku libu pinjau tinggu tak na tak kup tinggi sirup tuli takkan na adat tamat ko sabasa tak na amit kau kena kau nak tahu tamat ko gua ang angir kaya kerja arti ilimisa sabaga na ikat silibu tera tiriksa tamat ko ilimisa na tiriksa. Lepsi itu guna kopi tanah.
Lepsi tap kunjungan persuadik siapa? Persuadik saya tu si, macam nak lagi juga. Lepsi hari yang guna jatuh. Kerjanya hari ini pun, agak opsi teman nak kau kau tu di ikat,
mahu bela kau lihat sahaja mahu sendiri di unit, tak kau sebut lagi ni tak kau tak kau malu hidup di tak kau ini.
Cuma mahu sendiri nak tuk kerja tu beli apa?
Nak kau tak kau terasa ni, ini orang nak kau kan. Kau lalu apa, jadi teman kau nak pergi, kau untuk kenal, untuk tolak kaya itu.
Ya terus, tuduk sama mereka, makanan ini sudah dikisahkan,
perubahan, perubahan lagi, karena ini teknik dekat tulang lagi, karena
kaluj kalau itu jeli bilangit tak nak kaya senyap kaluj batun macam ni nak kopi cune kaya senyap cip lalu ba isonak si kaluj di minyak padi untuk kanan dulu ayah
ya kalau di sini ke untuk kanan ko tak ada cuma dia so di kreat mata kami sila duit kita ni aku ke ayat cuma tak ada si duit aku orang lagi cakap
aku mau nak tu bawa mereka beli ni tiap cuma ko buat jarak kami sini itu tinggi pay ulun ko dictionary ni kami sini itu tinggi pay ulun ni lepas kau itu ni kalau nak tu Tebet-tebet ko ko pik kan dia pair wit ni ya wit tu to ke la ni ko pira la ni
ni wen ni ro ke ni kan pa ni lu so ni ro ni ek te na la wa yu la ni ra tu wi yu in pa ra tu wi yu ni so tu ti ra wi ka ni no wi ni pa ta ma da tu ni ke ni kan si ye ki te pi so ni ro ni explain akhwi nalah mira kena guna mana di short ketiga hari
di short ketiga kas tu di short ketiga so nak ala aku tak gelar tu depan tu ni ko kena minyak tu kami dan ni dia ni tik mana kalau kita belak tu yang ni kalau guna tu ko nak pati tu tu lalu kena ala ni dah tinggi bu mana ko back back kan dah tinggi tu di short
Tak kuda in the back well used to go. Malau mera kun lupe kun lute te pamanu di lui. Kalau kami ini so ketiga ralat pada di cepat dua ayah lalai. Muri jenak ni ada dam ni semua tiga ralat lalai. Bawa
bi kalau yang itu kuwa parent advisory group pada ni jadi tik mati pun kalau nak kat pertama dam na handbook kali. Kawan tu melayan ni kan buka si balut kalau ni, karena kita ni nak melayan balut. Kita ni kerana kita ni balut.
We worked on those for how long? When we finally came up with that list in 81, 82, and with the elders conference and. It was hard to come up with the right English words for what they were trying to say sometimes, and we would argue for hours on how to put them down. And when we ended up with that, the elders said, that's close enough, and we quit. But since then, Rachel Craig has been trying to explain them. She's been writing on them for about 3 years now. She's still not finished. But what she's got, she still needs help, because I read some of them. She's sent me some of her drafts, and I've worked on them a little bit, sent them back to her. And when she gets done with it, she could be done now, I don't know, she just never got back to me. But what we have to do then is to get a group of people together again and look at them and see if they're okay with the work she's done. And then maybe correct them a little bit and bring them back to the elders again and say, is this what it really means? Then we can start writing them down and say, yep, this is how we want you to teach it. Because some of these things, they got different meanings. And some of them, we have to not only tell what they mean in Rohingya-pat, but we also have to show them what it means now, today, modern times. So we got to show both in some cases. And so there's a lot of work to be done on those values yet. And it's not because it's not being done. We just haven't carried it forward yet. Once we do, then we would give that, and you approve them, we would give that to the media committee, and it would be their job to put them in a form that can be used by everybody in a book or whatever. But we got a little bit of work to do on it.
that spirit one is the hardest one to try to explain to kids, if they can change it.
Spirituality?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think if it's explained, because we couldn't find another word that fit. It's real hard to explain that, but there are good explanations, even for little kids, in some of the material that the churches put out for their Bible school. Good, simple explanations, and when we work on this stuff, we can use some of those.
But it's so hard to remember what when the little kids ask, small words. So hard to explain, even though you know what it is.
I'll call for the question.
Do you have anything to add on, Rudy? Okay.
No.
Okay, we go back to the other page, the one we passed called culture. And we have six programs under culture. And Pete, you want to go through those? And I'll, I think we got two of them that are written a little bit wrong, but we had this printed up late last night, and I didn't want to try to change this morning, or they would have made some more mistakes. So I just left it the way it is, but I'll show you which ones they are. They're C3 and C4 have different wrong kind of sub-area titles. Go ahead.
I guess what fit into the first one was a lot of things. We sat here for I don't know how long, Reggie and I and a bunch of other people, Ross and Dick Carmen, kind of simplified the title a little and first put down hunting and hunting skills, or survival skills. And what it is designed to do is to teach and guide hunting skills in both the old way and the way we do it nowadays with fishing game and use of land and all that. And anyway, what it's supposed to do is provide some type of a guided and teaching way to some of these hunters that have no training nowadays, the way it used to be trained, like from father to son and on down, to teach them slowly and thoroughly the ways of the hunt. Well, a lot of things happened to disrupt that, including shipping us of old 4 or 5 generations of people out to the schools to break that father-son contact. So, you know, with the regionalization of the high school now, I think what we need to do is build that back to where it means something again. And that includes everything from the way you hunt and how you hunt and how you use what it takes to get what you want, and once you get it, how to take care of it. That's sort of like the whole program in a nutshell.
But you'd have, they'd form committees again, that would be in charge of doing this. There'd be one regional committee, which probably could act as a Kotzebue one too, because it would be here. And they'd develop the program. And then there would, they'd help organize hunting committees in each village, made up of people who know how to hunt. And they would work with the program in their village. And so if you approve this program, you would be approving a hunting committee that would be chaired by Pete for the region. And then from there, they would organize, if a village wants to start this, the village elders, let's say Kotzebue again, if we go and present this one to the Kotzebue elders and they say, yes, we want to start this, then they would form their own committee that would start putting the program together with help from the regional one. And like Pete says, some of these programs we'd have to work with the school district to see how much they could fit into the school, because some things you can't. For instance, elders can go in and teach kids in the school, or maybe the Boy Scouts or the Girl Scouts or whatever, how to read weather. What's going to happen when the clouds are a certain way, what you should know about the ice, those kinds of things can be taught in a classroom. Here in Kotzebue, things like how to shoot, how to take care of a rifle, that can be taught indoors. The new armory coming up here has got a rifle range, right? It's built right inside of it. And programs could be developed where kids could go there. Also, we have a lot of adults now who don't know nothing about hunting. And so there would be programs for adults so they could learn. And they talked about these committees teaming people up. People don't know how to hunt, put them with somebody that knows how to hunt so that they have somebody to learn from them when it's time to go out. That kind of thing. And then all the way to what to do with the game after you catch it. They teach that. And also, when you got more than you need, they'll work on who you give it to. And so we can share again. So we talked about this kind of a program when we first started this, but we never did do anything with it, so this is not a new program.
National Rifle Association is joining the Kaksiya. And the senior of the KRU to support kind of like a laga is joining the Sevalu. So in the Sevalu, that is a work of also my view of the market. But in the past, I'm down
in the last of what according to my own self, I have to work. Yanini to put a few armory in a while ago, money or long need for them. So we see your money not canoe, it is lama, that lady, and we can't laugh talking. It not so friendly look, it is in it, you would not car, canoe, carbone, at the woman, yes, how many you don't need, be vast like this one canoe, you know, look, pay you, be it can go to the Madonna. On not being able to ask them, wasn't it?
Our main focus here is on teaching good hunting skills to Inupiaq, but we're getting more and more Nalalmis coming up and doing the same thing too. And most of them don't know very much. And they could learn from these classes too, so that they not only learn how to hunt and take care of themselves so we don't have to search for them, but also learn how you have to hunt with other people, how you have to cooperate. Right now they just go out on their own and a lot of times they goof up somebody else's hunting.
I go along with what Johnny says about, non-natives should join these things, because even in search and rescue, you know, I'm trying to stress that they join us and try to go with us when we go searching, so that we don't have to do all the searching for them. You know, they would know too, they wouldn't be part of us. So it's real important that they get the same kind of training as our kids.
Because I'm a woman, I hunt. I'd like that for young teenagers or whoever was there too.
Yeah, none of these programs are excluding women, you know, if they're for men, or they're women's programs, they're not just for women. Men and women can learn too. Things are getting so mixed up, everybody's got to know everything
yes.
Out here.
Like these young girls want to go out too at no chat,
right? Yes. Good. Go ahead. You want to do this next one, or Reggie? B2, youth camps.
Let me see. Youth camps is, there's three different youth camps other than the one at Sivonervik that we're talking about here, which include youth camps Upper Kobuk, because the people from the Upper Kobuk have talked about getting their own camp up there now for a while. A coastal camp probably at Sisolik, which we've been kind of working on a little bit now for about a year. We almost got it going last year with help from Martha. And then also, there's been a request from the people of the Buckland area for a youth camp. And so down here, I've got it down as being Elephant Point. But, what we'd have to do is for these areas that would like to have youth camps is to have the village elders council identify camp spots where these camps should be in their area. Like if there's going to be one in Upper Kobuk for the Upper Kobuk kids, then it would be to the elders of the Upper Kobuk to choose a place where that should be. And then also, who would run them, and who else would work there, and then what you would want the kids to learn while they're at those camps. The other thing that's really important is in the planning of these to figure out what you would need, whether it's tents or gas or things like that, and then how would we get them? Either maybe people already have them that they'd let us borrow them. Maybe there's a place you'd want to build log cabins or that sort of thing. That might be on a volunteer basis. And then the emphasis should be placed on teaching values, survival skills, language, and then the history. But these three are just because people from those different areas have asked for them. And there's not going to be a lot of money from the state anymore. You know, we're not going to be able to build places like Sibundervik. But if you really want them, then we need to figure out where they're going to be, who's going to do the teaching to the kids, and then what kind of equipment we're going to need and how we're going to get it so that we could do that. And in that, Sibundervik during the summer would still keep going, hopefully. I mean, we try and build some of these, I don't know, get some of these other camps going too, even if it's smaller scale, but still something for those areas.
The Elephant Point one, I'll use that as an example, would probably be the easiest one to put together, because that already happens. The whole village of Buckland moves down to Elephant Point. They bring all their kids with them. They just don't have a program. They got lots of time. They got everything there. The tents are there. They got their own gas. They got everything they need. They just have to be organized to use that time to teach their kids properly. And I don't think it would take any additional help, maybe a couple people, maybe Reggie and Billy, to take their knowledge of running a camp at Sibundervik to help them get it started. We'd have to write up the program like we do for up there. We might have to bring a couple elders from Buckland to Sibundervik to watch Billy or whoever teaching values and stuff like that, and then let them start it themselves and let them run it themselves. That's all we'd need there. That would be a pretty easy one to start. The Sisolik one we always have problems with, mostly because of timing. We've never really had the time to work on it. We had people who were willing over there to teach kids. We knew that we would have to be limited. The time of year was we couldn't quite figure it out, because it was right around breakup time is the best time, and
a lot of the kids are still in school.
and that kind of thing. We might have to do it a little bit later and get not only the Sisolik people, but maybe Noctak people involved in taking kids a little later in the year when they're hunting with a boat or something after school's out. But that again might take a little bit of help, but most of that help I think we can forget right here in Kotzebue, because most of that's where most of the kids would come from that would take advantage of that camp. And we wouldn't have to build any buildings or anything for that one. The Upper Kobuk one, we could do that one. The elders would have to, like Reggie said, pick a site for it. And if we had to build buildings and stuff, if we're successful in getting the youth rehabilitation program and it moves to Sibundervik and the adult one moves to Bornite, Then we'd have that labor at Bornite to help set up a camp up there. And some of the staff even could be used to help staff the youth camp up there while it's going on. We're not sure what we're talking about. We don't even know how many kids there are that would go to that camp. Because money is short, there'd be a lot more volunteers would have to go there. You know, like you elders would probably have to just go camp there while that's going on and help out with no pay, you know, to help. And there'd be a lot of that we, if you approve this program, it would just be added to what Reggie's doing. And he'll have to get some help and try to figure out how to put these camps together.
Last spring, Robert and I went up to between Chemnitz and Amler, tried to pick a site, and watch and Levi coming down from Chemnitz.
Mm-hmm.
So we picked one already.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and we find out there's somebody downside in that, I mean,
Native allotment.
Yeah, Native allotment. And last summer I go see BLM, and he's doing quite, and he said it's not been approved yet. And he told me to make sure that man, he was living at Anchorage a long time already, and he told me to make sure to talk to him about that. And Levi was going to talk to him. The Federation at that time to see that man.
Who was it?
Without chewing. But he returned to Walter, and up again, and then Levi told him not to come. He
would come. He would come. He would come. I'm going to say something.
Is he still working for us? He's still working for Nana, so Willie can talk to him about it, huh? Using his allotment for a youth camp?
Should I hold all his paychecks? Can he
say whatever it takes.
I think it would be beneficial to have a youth camp in Elfin Point in Old Charlotte, you know, that after breakup, because over in Elfin Point, those kids over there, you know, they play all night, holler all night, and we try to keep quiet, you know, to wait for Maluga. And same way over in Charlotte, even last spring again. We were driving up and down to Charlotte Beach, you know, I heard that Maluga would go far as Greens and then go back because it's three wheels driving up and down, kids, you know. I think if the program could be started in these two places, right after breakup, you know, maybe teach some of those kids a skill in hunting, I think it would be worth both ways.
Teach them to be quiet too,
huh? Be quiet too. You can even use these kids to be guarding these villagers running up and down the coast.
They would. Yeah. With this camp at fucking different point of view here.
No, that's not how we thought about it, because Elephant Point's pretty much a Buckland operation. And there really isn't much room for other people. If they want to expand it, that's up to them. This is a village program, one village's program. If they want to invite other people to come there, that's fine. If they don't, that's fine too. It's up to them.
Two or three boats always go with up from here, but that's it.
Yeah, three or four boats.
Uh-huh, that's all.
We are done with C2. Okay, and move on to C3.
C3 is traditional health careers. And so it says traditional health and health careers. It's pretty close. Go ahead. Can you follow that, Pete? Where am I here? Did I get them? Okay. No, this one is traditional. Traditional health, okay. It's traditional health and careers.
I think we kind of combine two programs here.
We will, yeah. But this is different than the other one, but they can be worked together when they work on it.
Okay, one of the things that we're kind of like wanting to do was to do something with the tribal doctors, which is do something with our regular doctors too. And the traditional way of taking care of people is a very extensive skill in that they do it very effectively at times. And when you go up to the hospital here with the same problem, you all find that if you ever survive after going home to take two aspirins, that when you go through the process up here, it's very painful sometimes, and it doesn't quite get the, it doesn't wind up fixing you up very good. So with that in mind, what we, I think what we would like to do is to use the traditional health skills in not only this hospital here, but to help them develop their skills more broadly too. And the other thing was the educational side of things, to where the health field could be made more attractive to the school kids in both the traditional and the novelty way too, and to build up that interest, and then to follow up with some programs to reinforce that interest, to where we'll start getting some people trained to, or at least people motivated to go through schools to become nurses and CHPs and maybe even doctors eventually. So. Working with Manilak here, since Manilak is going to take over the hospital anyway, I guess next spring sometime, I think will provide us with an opportunity to start getting those programs kind of crossed over a little bit, to where, you know, the total health care for this region will be improved. And yet at the same time to provide some educational type of things for not only the doctors and the CHPs and the tribal doctors, but also for the follow-up for an apprentice type of program, where the younger people or people that are interested will learn better and do it quicker.
This program would be is a lot is similar to that other health careers program we talked about, but it's different because here we're focusing on tribal doctors and tribal medicine, old ways of doing things, and but it would be worked together. That health committee that you approved for that other one would also be in charge of this program. They make sure this one works too, and. So it's pretty similar, except this one is working with the tribal doctors and getting them to get more involved in things, and people to listen to them more.
This
be real beneficial for our elders especially. You know, I'll be reporting on some of the complaints that we have in this hospital, you know, about our elders taking, doctors and nurses taking too much time when one of our elders go to the clinic, especially outpatient. And now we have a translator up there, but, you know, when we get the traditional doctoring thing and nursing thing, maybe it will work together and be beneficial, especially to our elders.
While you're talking about that tribal practice and practice, we know that many of them, can fix some of the cook doctors for that hospital over there, so they won't go through the entrance anymore, because some people, most of them people don't have money to their transportation, and some of them always just go here and go back without checking proof, you know, and they get late, and after a while they knew it was late already and try to send it to Anchorage. They're late already.
I think Manila already knows about that, and I'm not sure how they're going to end up doing this. A lot of it has to do with money. Public health service gets young doctors usually who are just starting, and they don't have much experience. They also don't have much equipment here to work on people, and that's why that happens. But I think it would help if the tribal doctors were part of the program up there, because sometimes they can find out things faster than those doctors with their x-ray machines, and they can, and if they'll listen to them, they'll you know, they'll, that'll help. But we're not a very rich place, and we aren't very many people. We're not going to get the real experienced professional doctors like they got in Anchorage. We're never going to get them up here unless we find other money to pay them $100,000 a year. You know, they're just not going to come here. The only way we're going to solve this problem is that other program we were talking about,